Tensoon stood. What? He asked at the look in Varcel's eyes.
I just picked a random set of bones from the storeroom, Varcel said. It's ironic that I would give you a set of bones that you'd originally contributed.
Tensoon frowned. What? And then he made the connection. The body that Tensoon had created around the bones must look convincing, as if it were the original one that these bones had belonged to. Varcel assumed that Tensoon had been able to create such a realistic approximation because he'd originally digested the human's corpse, and therefore knew how to create the right body around the bones. Tensoon smiled. I've never worn these bones before. Varcel eyed him. He was one of the fifth generation, 2 centuries younger than Tensoon. Indeed, even among those of the third generation, few Chandra had as much experience among the outside world as Tensoon.
I see, Varcel finally said.
Tensoon turned, looking over the small chamber. 3 more fifth generationers stood near the door, watching him. Like Varcel, few of them wore clothing, and those who did wore only open-fronted robes. Chandra tended to wear little while in the homeland, as that allowed them to better display their true bodies. Tensoon saw 2 sparkling rods of metal, embedded in the clear muscles of each fifth's shoulders. All 3 had the blessing of potency. The second generation was taking no risk of his escaping. It was, of course, another insult. Tensoon had come to his fate willingly. Well? Tensoon asked, turning back to Varcel. Are we to go? Varcel glanced at one of his companions.
Forming the body was expected to take you longer.
Tensoon snorted.
The second generation is unpracticed. They assume that because it still takes them many hours to create a body, the rest of us require the same amount of time. They are your elder generation, Varcel said. You should show them respect.
The second generation has been sequestered in these caves for centuries, Tensoon said, sending the rest of us to serve contracts while they remain lazy. I passed them in skill long ago. Varcel hissed, and for a moment Tensoon thought the younger Chandra might slap him. Varcel restrained himself, barely, to Tensoon's amusement. After all, as a member of the third generation, Tensoon was senior to Varcel, much in the same way that the seconds were supposedly senior to Tensoon. Yet the thirds were a special case. They always had been. That's why the seconds kept them out on contracts so much. It wouldn't do to have their immediate underlings around all the time, upsetting their perfect little Chandra utopia.
Let's go then, Varcel finally decided, nodding for 2 of his guards to lead the way.
The other one joined Varcel, walking behind Tensoon. Like Varcel, these 3 had true bodies formed of stone. Those were popular among the fifth generation, who had time to commission and use lavish true bodies. They were the favored pups of the seconds, and tended to spend more time than most in the homeland. They had given Tensoon no clothing. So as they walked, he dissolved his genitals and reformed a smooth crotch, as was common among the Chandra. He tried to walk with pride and confidence, but he knew this body wouldn't look very intimidating. It was emaciated. He'd lost much mass during his imprisonment, and more to the acid. And he hadn't been able to form very large muscles. The smooth rock tunnel had probably once been a natural formation, but over the centuries the younger generations had been used during their infancy to smooth out the stone with their digestive juices. Tensoon didn't see many other Chandra. Varcel kept to back corridors, obviously not wanting to make too much of a show. I've been away so long, Tensoon thought. The 11th generation must have been chosen by now. I still don't know most of the 8th. Let alone the 9th or 10th. He was beginning to suspect that there wouldn't be a 12th generation. Even if there were, things could not continue as they had.
The father was dead. What then of the first contract? His people had spent 10 centuries enslaved to humankind, serving the contracts in an effort to keep themselves safe. Most of the Khandra hated men for their situation. Up until recently, Tensun had been one of those. It's ironic, Tensun thought. But even when we wear true bodies, we wear them in the form of humans. 2 arms, 2 legs, even faces formed after the fashion of mankind. Sometimes he wondered if the unbirthed, the creatures that the humans called mist-wraiths, were more honest than their brothers, the Khandra. The mist-wraiths would form a body however they wished, connecting bones in odd arrangements, making almost artistic designs from both human and animal bones. The Khandra, though, they created bodies that looked human, even while they cursed humankind for keeping them enslaved. Such a strange people they were. But they were his, even if he had betrayed them. And now I have to convince the first generation that I was right in that betrayal. Not for me, for them, for all of us. They passed through corridors and chambers, eventually arriving at sections of the homeland that were more familiar to Tensun. He soon realized that their destination must be the Trust Warren. He would argue his defense in his people's most sacred place. He should have guessed. 1 year of torturous imprisonment had earned him a trial before the first generation. He'd had 1 year to think about what to say. And if he failed, he'd have an eternity to think about what he'd done wrong. It is too easy for people to characterize ruin as simply a force of destruction. Think rather of ruin as intelligent decay. Not simply chaos, but a force that sought in a rational and dangerous way to break everything down to its most basic forms. Ruin could plan and carefully plot, knowing if he built one thing up, he could use it to knock down 2 others. The nature of the world is that when we create something, we often destroy something else in the process. 8. On the first day out of the Titan, Vin and Elland murdered 100 of the villagers. Or at least, that was how Vin felt.